Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
This is Taylor, yes.
Hey, Taylor. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad.
That's what I like to hear. Better than bad. I'll take that.
Correct.
I understand you're speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job explaining why we're calling?
Yeah, explained it clearly.
All right. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not necessarily. I kind of understand. It more or less, it would prioritize my name to the top or host me as one of the options when someone, so if someone went on Google and searched handyman, I'd be one of the names that would pop up.
Exactly. Right now, when you do that search, you'll see Mr. Handyman of Boise, Meridian, and Tampa, or Napa. And then there's A1 Handyman of Boise and Hillside Handyman. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because we've been notified by Google as one of their partners that a position opened up. So we're actually going down a list of qualified candidates. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the position. Once we fill the position, we close out the entire category. So we can't work with any other companies in the area that provide the same services.
Gotcha. How often does this come up? I guess would be my second question.
Yeah, let me go ahead and look this up. So
my reason is because I did just sign up with Angie, and I'm still a subcontractor for another company, so I'm worried about becoming overwhelmed too quick. I'd hate to grow too much in the bubble burst, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it looks like it's been about 18 months since the last time there was a handyman spot open.
Okay, and that's probably every year and a half, every 2 years.
Yeah, pretty much you have to wait for somebody to stop their placement. I mean, it's all month to month, but sometimes you get those guys that try to, like, prepay for a year to lock it up because, you know, it's more affordable usually if you do it that way.
My next question would be pricing.
Okay. Well, if you go the month-to-month route, you're looking at just a flat rate, $299 month-to-month. If you go the three-month route, you're looking at $700. If you go the six-month route, you're looking at $1,300. And if you want to lock up a position for the year, it's $2,500.
God, I wish you guys would have called me last week. I would have done this over Angie, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Angie actually gets the majority of their leads from Google. They're on the first page. The difference is we'd actually list you independently. Like, it's not going to be Local Splash 10 Best Handyman. It'll just have Gnome Improvement LLC up there with your verified Google business profile, website, and everything.
Yeah, because I just signed up. I started it on Saturday and then signed everything on Monday.
Mm.
Well,
why not go the month-to-month route? I mean, I'm pretty sure after a month or two, it'd be a no-brainer for you on what's going to be the long-term solution, if you want to compare.
Yeah, no, I would prefer to just be on Google. My worry that I'm looking at is getting too big too fast, too overwhelmed too fast, because I am just one person.
Well, with Google, it's different. So, like, Home Advisor by Angie's, I can understand that logic because it's like they're going to charge you a lead fee for every one of them, whether you get them or not. With this, you get overwhelmed. You could turn people down. You're not losing money because it's a flat rate, right? So you have the same pricing structure regardless of how many you're able to take on. So that allows the business owner the luxury of kind of cherry-picking what they do and don't want. And not having to worry about, you know, people down the street looking for what you do and you not showing up as an option in those conversations.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to sign up for two because Angie's also over $300 a month.
You'll pick Google over Angie's. What's going to happen... I'm not supposed to say this. Like, they record our calls. Home Advisor by Angie's pays Google millions of dollars, right? But I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service, and they have that statement that you just said a couple minutes ago. Like, I wish you would have called me earlier. You know, and then they usually wind up departing it after a couple months.
So your company is called Splash, you said?
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can you send me information on it?
Yeah.
Is there any way you'd be able to send me some contact info and the details?
Yeah.
Let me talk to my partner.
Okay.
See before I start committing too big.
Gotcha. Do you think this is something that your partner's going to be opposed to you giving a shot if you go the month-to-month route?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, the month. If I go month-to-month, can I say next month switch to a year from there?
Yeah,
or month-to-month is going to be have to be that for 12 months, and then next year
do it. No, that's a lot of people do that. They upgrade later on. We have myself, I'd be one of the account managers, and then there'd be another account manager. We have a whole team here. So anytime you call in and you say, hey, I want to upgrade my package and just prepay it, they're not gonna turn you down. They'll just go in there and make you the offer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then my monthly payment is through you guys paying Google, or is it straight to Google, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner, and the reason I keep saying that is because if you were to call Google directly and say, hey, I want to do some advertising for my business, and I need it professionally maintained, hosted, I need to get Google verified, they're going to refer you to the Google partners. They're going to tell you, hey, we don't do that at Google. That's what we have Google partners for. So that's as close as you can get to working with Google directly on an online listing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. They don't handle that kind of thing. They have it delegated to the Google partners. So I just sent you another message, too, so you could verify that. It's a very easy link. If you click on it, all I did was type in, is Local/ a Google partner? Into the search engine.
Oh, right. Copy.
You know, and then the AI overview and all the data there is there as well. I could send you our reviews. Been in business since 2004, so you got a 20-plus year track.
Yeah, you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I've been here 13 years myself. We're right across the street from the Google headquarters here in SoCal.
Go, oh, copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then I'm going to want to talk to my partner even before I do the month-to-month. Is there any way I'd be able to call back and get a hold of you again specifically, or is it just whoever can answer the phone?
No, I got you. Here, I'll send you my direct number and extension right now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Contact me, 877-635. Copy. Okay.
Yep. You got to hit you will get one of the reps.
Copy. Okay. Call that one specifically. I'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me call my partner, see what she thinks. I'm worried about
like my partner. It's your other half, ain't it?
My other half, correct. Yeah. Usually financial and you know decisions. I just refer to.
I'm right there with you. I always joke around with my buddies, like, oh, my wife is my boss because I just have my direct deposits go straight to her. I use the credit card, and then she pays it off.
Yeah, she's been stable for a decade doing what she's doing, and I've been up and down, up and down. I've had highs and lows. So
yeah,
she's the rock in us.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I get frustrated, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go spend $200 on a golf course and have a good day. She's like, no, our kids.
No. Yeah, exactly. So let me give her a call and see what she thinks. See if this is maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot for trying to push too fast.
No, you got to understand, too, like the things we build for you, you know, we're building your website, we're building your Google business profile. Those are things that you're going to need and you're going to keep even if you leave doing the first page placement. So it's basically your company's online infrastructure that we're developing and all those listings.
Because I need a lot of help with stuff like that as well. I've gotten the Facebook set up. That's about as far as I've gotten. So.
Well, right. And you got to think, too, like your customers, not right now, they're not even seeing you. But when they do see you, they're going to want to be able to look at your reviews to consider you for a job, look you up, you know?
So as a part of this, is it just a front page listing, or do you guys also help with setting up websites and what else comes with this?
So here, do me a favor. I sent you the first link I sent you is a pricing page. If you can click on that.
Okay. One sec. Sorry, I'm getting a work call as we're talking. Oh,
yep.
Damn it.
No, you're fine.
Kinda, also can't unlock my phone. Here in Idaho where I am, it snowed, so I'm standing outside smoking a cigar, and my fingers are starting to freeze.
Yeah, half the country, that half of the country pretty much from you east is just covered in it right now.
Yeah.
Good and bad. Usually after the snowstorms, my clients get a big uptick in business. They start noticing problems when you get bad weather.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. So the second link you sent me pulled up my review page.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was talking about the very first one. The one that says just localsplash.com/.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that one. Gotcha.
Yeah, I did try to send over a bunch of reviews and to verify we're actually a Google partner. Oh, you know, you're
just found online. We list your business in the top online search engines.
Yeah. So scroll all the way down. You'll see a package or a section that'll say Platinum SEO Packages, Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads. And then the very last package has a little orange ribbon around it. It says most popular. It's called the Platinum.
Oh, gotcha. And that's everything.
Yeah, not Platinum Premier, but just the regular Platinum. That one's going to get you Google, Bing, even Facebook ads. There's an optimized landing page, which is a .com website. So what I was offering to do, if you were willing to come on board with us today, was I would enroll you in the Platinum package. And that's what Mr. Handyman of Boise has for one part of his marketing. He also does Google Verified, where he has like the Google pay-per-lead program going as well. It's almost like he has like your home advisor system, but through Google, where the calls come to him live, and this local listing, right? But all the local stuff needs to be established first before we can ever even advance you into that. So I don't even know why I brought it up. But this will cover you on this part. So like you'll get the Platinum bundle. It'll be $299 out the door month to month, which is our essential package pricing structure. That's why Tara wanted me to jump on the line, because I'm the only one that could do that for you.
Okay.
And then also, I waived all setup fees on it and made you some prepay options. So no matter if you go month to month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, I'm going to make sure you have full Platinum package bundle. So that way we're kind of like a one-stop shop and checking all your boxes. We don't want the business owner to have like 30 different bills floating around that just causes confusion and disorientation when they already got enough on their plate.
Okay. So I'm looking at now, so Google Places, that's going to be the listing you're talking about.
Yep, that's the main
Bing.
That's where 90%
of your calls
are coming from. Yep, Bing.
Bing local, not the same thing on Bing, basically.
Yeah, Bing has a top 5 instead of a top 3, but they usually pull from the people who are Google verified in their recommendations, too, because they know that that's the one that's been verified as a legitimate business. So it's kind of
And then SEO content creation, what does that mean?
Search engine optimized content. So like your website, your Google business profile, you have to have content on it that matches what you do and the services that we're listing you for. For example, Handyman, right? So that has to be there. We make sure that all the content's there. We're not just going, hey, here's a website, you know, here's a domain name and here's hosting. Build it yourself. It's like, no, we have proven content. We know what Google's looking for in their algorithms. And they give us those biweekly updates, so we do all that content creation for you and make sure it's up to date, accurate.
Okay. U.S. client support, Facebook advertising. By advertising, it's actually like pushing the ads, not just like posting stuff, but actually like pushing, right?
Exactly. So
that's what that means.
The Facebook page, creating the content there. We do a biweekly ad, so it's created biweekly, but it runs all day. Right.
Gotcha.
And so it's targeting people who are either actively searching for your services through keyword search, or if they've looked for your stuff previously in the past. I don't know if you ever felt like Facebook was like listening to your calls because you just mentioned something and now the ad's popping up. It's called remarketing. So that's how Facebook does it. You would have that as well.
Gotcha.
So it kind of follows up.
And then, so I already have a Facebook. And I'm already posting on Facebook and doing all that stuff. That's not going to be taken over, right? I still have full control of it.
Yeah.
It's just you guys are going to be pushing ads.
Exactly. So we would ask for access just to create the ads and then run the ads for you, too. So they have a lot of budget to that, and then they'll host it professionally.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Sorry. Get another call. I had a message.
Totally
it's nonstop.
I know. I'm going to make it worse.
you're going to be checking in yet or shit, huh?
Yeah.
So review monitoring means you're going to be watching reviews on Google or on all my platforms?
All platforms. It's important to us that you have a positive reputation. Last thing we want is you on the first page with a one-star rating. So all
right.
The reviews will be verified reviews. That's how Google does it. They have to be logged into their email, and then when they submit it, it's traceable back to them so we could dispute it or verify that it's actually a legitimate person that had a project or that you worked with. If it's a real bad review, like it's a legitimate bad review, you do get time to dispute the review and try to resolve the issue.
Right.
But if it's illegitimate, we're able to expunge it or remove it immediately.
Gotcha. Okay. Here, give me 1 second. Sorry. All right, sorry about that.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
Like I said, I'm also a subcontractor for another company that they hire me to manage the maintenance department. So I got a lot of toes in a lot of places, so that's my other big worry. I am, not that I'm looking to phase away from this company, but the harder I work, the younger they retire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Instead of going to
you. Yeah, I appreciate them. I love them. I love the company. And even when I phase away, I'm going to still – how I started off with as a subcontractor for them, they would send me work. So they manage, and then they would send me the work, and they didn't labor themselves. But they've gotten so big, and they liked me. So they wanted me to manage for them in the maintenance department.
Yep.
It's kind of what I've done.
Your
I'm trying to set them up.
Contract some stuff out.
Exactly.
Get
exactly.
some guys working for you. You be the manager of it all. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
Advanced reporting, calling, conversation tracking. Cool.
They're conversion tracking. So we have an app that you can download. It'll actually help you keep track of everything. You'll be able to see what's coming from where and log into that.
Gotcha.
If you miss calls, it'll save their number and the voice messages that they leave.
Gotcha. And that platinum, that's $600 a month.
Normally, yeah, but like I said, for you, with you being new and then also having Home Advisor already on your plate, I'm trying to just get your foot in the door. I know that if you compare this to what you're doing now, it's just always better to have your own stuff than to go through a third party that's middlemanning everything, and I think you'll be able to see that pretty quickly.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to get your foot in the door on it. So if we can get it
right. I like the idea of it, and to be honest, what I'm going to talk to my girlfriend about is maybe in a month or two, can't see Angie. I know I got to pay out like 30% of my 12-month contract, but that's like, it's like $1,200.
Jeez.
To be fair, it might be worth it in the end. And I even said that when I signed up for it. I said, if I get 3 jobs from Angie, that will pay for the cancellation of Angie,
Right.
So in the long scheme, not that big, but I hate signing up and canceling something in the same week. But,
It might be better to do it before you get too deep into it. Because, look, I don't want to do this. I'm not supposed to do this. But I sent you a text message. And I think that it's really important that you see that because that's going to probably affect your decision long term. Did I just hang up on me? What the hell, bro?